Do you have a tricky work problem that you need to solve? I have a great podcast recommendation for you featuring a pair of expert women. Whether you're just starting your career or a seasoned professional, check out Fixable, a podcast from TED. Hosted by Harvard professor Frances Fry and her wife, leadership coach Ann Morris, the brilliant duo provide honest, actionable advice to help you navigate everything from a gaslighting manager to returning to work after parental leave. They'll leave you feeling empowered and ready to act. Listen to Fixable wherever you get your podcasts. Hey, and welcome to the Bossed Up Podcast, episode 351. Y'all, this is going to be my last podcast for the time being, as I am officially stepping away for my maternity leave. It's officially starting on September 15, and I'll be back in the office full time 3 months later, December 15. And so before I head out and take this first ever break from the podcast production that I've been doing, oh my gosh, pretty much weekly, with a month-long break here and there since 2017, before launching my own podcast, this one, in 2018. Wow, that's crazy. I wanted to share with you all, my loyalist listeners, what our plans are here at Bossed Up and what will be happening when I'm out. How Bossed Up will continue to serve you all, how our incredible team is standing by to continue to serve you. And a couple of thoughts just on why I feel so strongly about taking this time to step away. I plan to be out of the office for 3 full months, which even just saying it sounds insane. and Brad will be out of office for at least 1 month, then start back part-time. And he's basically agreed with his employer to kind of play things by ear. He works for another small business here in Denver. And so based on our family's needs, their team's needs, what kind of baby we get, we're going to be really flexible and agile in making that call. But, you know, at the end of the day, Brad and I are both people managers with clients and staff who rely on us for troubleshooting and support and decision-making at times. And we care deeply about our work. Oh my gosh, there's the acid reflux that everyone's been talking about. It is happening here. I'm currently 37 weeks pregnant as I record this. So bear with me, y'all. But yeah, I mean, we care deeply about our work, so we're essentially going into this maternity and paternity leave, giving ourselves permission ahead of time to check in with our colleagues and just make sure we're at least peripherally monitoring what's happening in our absence because, you know, as much as our baby will be our focus, we care a lot about what happens at work and we want to not feel guilty about checking in on occasion. So, you know, I'm happy to be of support to my team during this 3 month period, but I also feel so strongly about the importance of taking this precious time at home together to be with our newborn. I am so aware of how fleeting those first few days, weeks, and months can be, having witnessed my little sister Isabel and my little brother Ethan enter the world when I was 10 and 11 years old. And so I just want to relish every moment that I can. Obviously, by now, if you've been listening to the pod for a while, or you've been part of the Bossed Up community for a while, you know I care a lot about Bossed Up and our team and our community and listeners like you. But I'm not one of those business owners who refers to my business or my book, for that matter, as my baby. Right? It's not my first baby. Like, my business and this community is super important to me, but not as important as my child. I hate to break it to y'all, but I'm pretty clear about that. Period. Full stop. So I'd go as far as to say that I feel somewhat entitled. And I think all new parents have every right to feel entitled to spending quality sacred time together with our newborn. I think everyone should. I actually think it's wildly offensive that anyone would be expected to go back to work right away or even in a matter of weeks after welcoming a new child into their family. And yet, somehow, here in America, the wealthiest nation in the world, we seem to be the only industrialized country where that is not a given. So, in case it needs any further explanation, let's just look at the data for a second on why maternity and paternity leave is so important. Taking adequate parental leave has been associated with all of the fathering, or wow, all of the following. You guys, pregnancy brain is a real thing. It's like truly a fact of pregnancy, but it's been associated with all of these things. One, lower infant mortality rates. Two, health benefits for the mother. No surprise there. Three, higher workforce participation among women. Four, increased breastfeeding rates, which if you feel strongly about trying to make breastfeeding work or encouraging breastfeeding or trying to remove barriers to breastfeeding, that matters a lot. And finally, father's use of parental leave is linked with increased earnings for the mother in those heteronormative environments, reduced mother absenteeism due to sickness, and higher female employment overall. So both paternity and maternity leave have lasting ramifications for not just women's health and family health overall, but for women's workforce participation, for our careers, for our pursuit of gender equality in leadership, in pay, in the office. Like, if you care about any of those things, and I know you do because that's why you're here, taking time to be at home with your child is actually a really important thing to do and to normalize, which is something we talked a lot about back in May. Who was it? Or not May, earlier this summer, Emily Oster. Wow, there it is. I'll drop a link to that episode in today's show notes. Emily Oster and I were talking all about ending parental secrecy in the office. And this is part of it, right? Taking leave and normalizing the act of taking parental leave for men especially, but also for women, is part of what gets us towards that feminist utopia of true and lasting equity in the workplace. And yet, despite all of these benefits to our health, to our lives, to our careers, America still just does not make taking leave easy. It is still an unfortunate privilege for a lucky few in our country instead of a protected right for all. And I myself share the complete lack of a social safety net that so many of my fellow Americans experience around this time in our lives. No one is paying for my maternity leave, right? We don't have any federal or state parental leave insurance programs available to us, at least not yet. Colorado is just now working on setting one up in the coming years. My timing was just slightly off in that regard. But thankfully, our voters here in Colorado passed paid family leave on the ballot last year. And so it's going to take a few years to get up and running, but at least we'll have some private insurance, like private slash public insurance option. And while we're fortunate that Brad was able to negotiate a paid parental leave with his employer, that also was not a given. It was not a protected right. It was just a negotiation. And he's made himself invaluable to his employer, and that's why his employer was willing to give him a paid month off. The only reason I myself can afford to take 3 months off is because I've been saving monthly for almost 3 years to replace my income while I'll be out. Again, a privilege, a total privilege that I realize few others could afford to do. But all of us collectively are in the same boat of not having the social safety nets available to us that are available in almost every other industrialized nation and democracy. And so if you want to know more about how Brad and I have been financially preparing for all the elements of having a baby, I wrote a whole blog post about that and did a podcast back on episode 332 back in May. during our Motherhood and Work series. So you can check that out. I'll link to it in today's show notes if you'd like to learn more. So let's talk for a moment, for those of you who are interested in sort of the entrepreneurial element here or just want to know what the hell's going to be going on here at Bossed Up in the meantime, I want to share how we're preparing Bossed Up for my maternity leave. So our incredibly hardworking full-time staff, Ellie, Kirby, and Irene, have worked with me over the past few months to develop a plan for regularly keeping in communication while I'm out in a way that hopefully won't be too cumbersome or overwhelming for any of us. And of course, at the end of the day, it's still on me to make sure that I'm providing financial oversight, keeping an eye on the bottom line, on our bank accounts, and just making sure that my hardworking team is getting paid. And while I have a plethora of wonderful, capable help, there are just, at the end of the day, certain elements of running a small business that will still require my input. So I totally and completely accept that. That being said, we're really trying to give me some space right now, for all the reasons I enumerated earlier. And so to do that responsibly, we did make a tough decision, which was to pause this podcast while I'm out. It was a very difficult decision to come to because I've been podcasting so regularly for so long and I love podcasting. But we've been so focused on all of our client programs here at Bossed Up this year that I simply haven't had time to record 3 months worth of interviews and podcasts before heading out. I know that was like the goal initially was to leave you with all of these wonderful pre-recorded episodes. And I know a lot of podcasters have been able to pull that off. But guess what? We haven't. It just is the fact of the matter. I'm a human being and it just didn't happen. And so I leave you with 350 other episodes in our backlog. There are so many wonderful episodes for you to revisit, and we'll definitely be sharing many of them on social media and via our email newsletter while I'm out, but we just aren't going to push out, you know, weekly episodes for the time that I'll be out. Now, if you have a specific episode that you're looking to track down or want to just peruse all of our resources, the best place to search all of our podcasts and resources is via our website at bossedup.org/podcast or bossedup.org/blog, and just search there and you'll find all kinds of resources and free guides and webinar replays and podcasts from the past that can be really helpful. And in the meantime, if you don't see what you're looking for in the resources on our website, I would love if you would call your question in as inspiration for a future episode, because we're always collecting your requests, your recommendations of who you think I should have on the pod via our podcast hotline at 910-668-BOSS or 2677. So you can always call and leave a voicemail for me there anytime or send us an email with a voice memo attached to info@bossedup.org. You know, it's my sincere hope that we won't lose too many of you as subscribers while we dare to take this break, because I figured, you know, a break hopefully would result in fewer unsubscribes and fewer loss of loyal listeners, as opposed to if we pushed out constant reruns on your feed every week for 3 months. Plus, my plan is, if I feel up for it, and I'm hoping to feel really good after this baby arrives, but we'll see. I'm not counting on anything. But if we feel up for it, I'm totally going to record a bonus episode or an update from maternity leave here and there based on what I'm learning and experiencing throughout the process. So keep your eyes peeled for a surprise new episode dropping over the next few months. And or I'll try to announce it before it drops on Instagram at Emily Aries. So follow me there. And if you are a longtime listener, a subscriber, or someone who just wants to make sure that when the podcast starts back up again, you don't miss out, please don't unsubscribe. We will be back. And I so appreciate your patience with me in the meantime. Now, as it pertains to everything else that happens at Bossed Up in terms of all of our programs, we've been spending the majority of this year, like I said, focused on all of our processes and programs and really clarifying our SOPs, our standard operating procedures, and empowering our team of full-time staff and part-time coaches and trainers to have everything they need to keep serving the Bossed Up community in my absence. So talk about getting bossed up. This has been a very meta year for me. I feel like I've been, you know, creating new programs for level up leaders and managers while becoming a better leader and manager myself, while delegating more than ever before, and just, you know, trying to empower our staff here to be leaders in their own right, which they very much are. So I think this maternity leave is just such an interesting time to kind of step back and see the community continue to thrive and rise without me. So our incredible level up trainers will keep our leadership accelerator for new and aspiring managers running full steam ahead, especially this fall. We've got our final cohort launching, I want to say, in November. Our programs coordinator, who actually just got a promotion to become our programs manager, so congrats, Irene. She'll be running our next cohort of Speak Up, our assertive communications accelerator, which includes an 8-week video course that I created and delivered personally, but the practice sessions and all of the program itself will be facilitated by Irene, who's incredible and who's gone through the program with me multiple times. And is an incredible storyteller and speaker in her own right. And Hired, our job search accelerator for job seekers, has already been running for over a year with a combination of the video-based curriculum that's delivered by me and the support and encouragement and work of our incredible Hired coaches who always run our weekly accountability calls with our job seeker clients and those cohorts of peer-to-peer learners there. So it's really been Delegation Nation here for most of 2021. And I feel like my mat leave will be the ultimate entrepreneurial test. I am confident, I have no doubt, that we will see this community continue to show up for Bossed Up, you know, even when I step away, and maybe things will run even better than when I'm here. And I have just no doubt that our incredible team will continue to create powerful spaces for women and marginalized people to come together and get the tools and community they need to advocate for radical career progress. That is our mission, after all. And as for me, you know, the truth is I have no idea what these first months of parenting are going to be like. I have one friend here in Denver. We have a little bit of a baby boom happening here amongst my friends. And one of them has a newborn who I went out to lunch with last week. And she told me she's genuinely bored at home on her maternity leave and is eager to get back to work. And then I have another friend who Brad and I called a week into parenting, and she said to us on the phone, however hard you thought this was going to be, multiply that by 4. And we were like, oh God, geez. Oh man, maybe we should give her another week before we call to check in. But, you know, it's true. It's like, it's really hard to predict, and I'm humbled by the uncertainty of it all already. Maybe our newborn experience will be a cakewalk. Maybe it'll be a waking nightmare, emphasis on the being awake part. But either way, I want to do everything I can to try to create the time and space to be as present as possible with my family, which is a right that I truly feel every new parent is entitled to. And I wish that was the world that we were living in. And after 8 years of working on Bossed Up solidly, you know, 8 continuous years, I have faith that this community, our incredibly hardworking staff, and our wonderful supporters and clients will keep our business doors open, will keep the whole Bossed Up world turning while I step away for this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to bond with a new baby and really turn inward for a change. And if you are listening to this and want to ensure that that happens, I've got an ask for you, okay? Help us grow, would you? If you or a friend you know finds it stressful to speak up and assert yourself at work, make sure she knows all about Speak Up, our 8-week assertive communications accelerator that's kicking off October 1. Or send her some of our related podcasts on speaking up that she can dive into in the meantime. If you or your colleague wants to get promoted into a management role or become a better leader, but you're just not sure how to make it happen or don't feel equipped to handle managing others with excellence, know about and let folks know about Level Up, our leadership and management accelerator, or share some of our leadership and management related podcasts. And the next time you hear from a friend who's struggling to find their next best job opportunity, send them some of our job search podcast episodes or tell them about Hired, our job search accelerator. And finally, if you know someone who just feels like so many of us do, like a bit of a hot mess right now, or struggling with burnout and the basics of just feeling more in control of her life, make sure she knows about our 2022 Life Tracker planners and our corresponding Life Tracker Insiders accountability community, both of which are total game changers for those who want to get more bossed up alongside a community of women who thrive while we strive together. And finally, if your organization or your association or your university could use a little bossing up itself, Kirby, our sales and marketing director, is actively taking a bunch of meetings right now with organizations who want to learn more about our Bossed Up offerings for teams, from our powerful in-house training to our Leadership Accelerator program that's designed specifically to retain and develop women leaders, to our diversity, equity, and inclusion programming that helps create a more equitable workforce. We are here to help your organization in the year ahead. And I want to thank you in advance for being part of the absolute best way that the Bossed Up community has grown over the years, which is through word of mouth. One boss bestie telling another at a time. So many incredible people have joined our little corner of the internet because a friend or colleague told them about what we're up to around here. And I cannot thank you enough for that support. It means the world to me. And I think it's part of the reason why Bossed Up is such a joy. Is such a cool, interesting, like one-of-a-kind community to be a part of, because you all have brought the coolest people into it. So thank you so much. On that note, I just want to sign off by saying here's to navigating whatever comes next together. And I'm excited to keep bossing alongside y'all, you know, from the perspective of a boss mama in the very near future. I cannot wait to see where we all go from here. And I can't wait to be back in your earbuds real soon. Thanks so much, and let's keep bossing.
Let's face it. Speaking up at work can be really hard to do, especially for women and women of color. When the stakes are high and you've already worked so hard to just be the only woman in the room, and you want to get everything right, you want to have all your facts and figures accurate before making your voice heard, it's just so much easier to stay silent instead. Researcher Deb Jahansky calls this loss of voice phenomenon, and it actually emerges in adolescent women at greater rates than men, and it sticks with us for the rest of our lives. Self-silencing behavior can actually become an unconscious habit unless we consciously engage in practicing our assertive communication skills. And we here at Bossed Up have set out to help women like you do just that. Speak Up, my live assertive communication course, is back open for enrollment, and we're kicking off a new cohort launching this June. Over the course of 8 life-changing weeks, you'll have access to interactive online curriculum and live weekly practice sessions where you, Irene, and I, and a cohort of fellow Speak Up bosses who are owning their voice, overcoming the social messages that have taught us to keep silent, and really learning to strategically and assertively communicate when it matters most, we'll actually have the practice time to rewire our brains, create new neural pathways, and build better habits when it comes to speaking up with confidence and precision and assertively communicating in the workplace. Learn more and enroll today to secure your spot at bossedup.org/speakup. That's bossedup.org/speakup.